Good afternoon, Ryersonians. I'm Angela McLean.
And I'm Julia Lloyd. This is the Rye Report for December 1st. We're bringing you the top stories of the week.
This week on the show, we're talking about an RSU motion to eliminate slates, Michelle Obama's visit to Toronto, and a new name for a campus-based magazine. This and more coming up.
The Ryerson Student Union held its annual general meeting Wednesday night. A motion was brought forward to remove slates from the campus election. That request was not appropriated for the general meeting. Nicole Dionisio, the chair of the meeting, said their ideas are there, but how it was proposed was not in the right manner. Dionisio mentioned the issue with slates should have been dealt with as a bylaw amendment. Lauren Emberson, who proposed the slate to be banned from the elections, said she was stunned that the motion was regarded as a bylaw amendment. It was not discussed in detail at the AGM.
So the motion that I put forward essentially is to eliminate slates from all future RSU elections. This year would be a pilot, see how it goes. The idea behind slates is that you can run with people that have similar political and social and whatever kind of ideologies. And the idea with that being that you have like similar goals, you come in as a team and hopefully do well.
The president of the RSU, Suzanne Niaga, argues that the motion's impact how the RSU election works, and so it should have been proposed as a bylaw amendment.
If you heard some extra noise around Ryerson this week, it was because a special VIP was in town. Former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama spoke at the MAC on Tuesday about the economics of equality. Obama had this to say about what young leaders need to succeed.
Well, there's nothing more important to a young leader, since we're talking to the leaders in this room, to having a great education and having good health. Because you can't do anything for anyone if you aren't in a place of just sort of physical power in yourself and feeling good and feeling powerful and eating right and being able to move, that gives you confidence.
The interview was conducted by Rhiannon Trail, a Ryerson grad and the president of the Economic Club of Canada. She says hosting the event at Ryerson made it even more special.
What a wonderful way that the world works and the universe works. And it was the added icing on the cake, I gotta say, because Ryerson truly is an institution that believes in diversity at its very core of its being and equality. And so in order to have that message be said to those young girls on that campus is everything to me. It's just everything coming full circle.
Some lucky Ryerson students were able to attend the event, and several said it was a life-changing experience.
Ryerson's feminist magazine has a new name. McClung now goes by the name Manawi Magazine. It's an Ojibwe word that means they speak well, said the magazine's equity director. The name was changed after the magazine's masthead learned about Nellie McClung's support of eugenics. The equity director said the decision to rename the magazine was about deciding not to celebrate women who've harmed others. They said they now want to pay tribute to an amazing Indigenous leader. The first ever print edition of Manawi Magazine will be on the stands in January.
Our newsmaker of the week is internationally famed DJ Steve Aoki. You may know him for his hit collaborations with artists like Louis Tomlinson and most recently Lauren Jauregui of Fifth Harmony. Or perhaps you've seen one of his live shows, where Aoki loves to do a signature cake toss into the front row. Aoki recently visited the Toronto Eaton Centre to launch his new Dim Mac fashion line. It's exclusively carried by Saks Fifth Avenue in Canada. At the event, Aoki chatted with ETOC's Chloe Wilde about the collection and much more.
Yeah, I mean, whenever something new is happening, I'm always a little bit nervous, you know, because I want it to do well. I want it to be successful. And I wanted to represent you as well, because to me, it's like when you rock Dim Mak, you're part of our club, you're part of our crew.
And when people are rocking your stuff, what do you hope they feel when they throw on a Dim Mak piece, they go out in the world? What does that mean? Like, what do you want them to feel when they rock it?
Yeah, it's like, I'll tell you, like about 10 years ago, one of my favorite brands is this brand called Subi back in the day. I used to wear their jeans all the time. And whenever I saw someone wearing a Subi jean, and they see the little logos on right here. They always have the logo right down here. I'm like, yo, it's like, that's what I wear. Like, we're part of the same team. We're part of this club. It's like a very exclusive club. So that's how I see this line, because it's so exclusive and it's only sold in a few places, and it's very, you have to know about it to get there. It's kind of like when I, like the raves back in the day where you had to find the fly, you had to talk to this person to find out about this exclusive rave. And then you get there, you're like, all right, this is my people. Like, no one really knows about it except for us. So it kind of has that feeling and vibe. And that's the kind of interpretation I want with the line.
And why was Toronto one of those cities that you wanted to have that exclusivity?
Because Toronto is one of the best cities in the whole world. Honestly, you guys are awesome. I've been coming out here playing shows here for over 10 years, and by far the most educated electronic crowd. You know, like whenever I drop a new song, they already know it. And this is back in the day, and it's important to talk to people that, you know, it's like I'm talking to people that understand fashion already, understand the culture. You know, when I think about fashion, I think about music, I think about lifestyle, I think about the friends I meet and the people I hang out with. And it's just an extension of that, honestly.
Aoki also talked about how the Dimmac brand represents community, something that he sees in his Toronto fan base.
A lot of our team, we all have Dimmac tattoos. We really believe in this vision. We believe in this community. And I definitely have my community here with you guys that came out here tonight. So once again, you guys are part of this community. Thank you guys for coming out.
That's it for today. This is Julia Lloyd.
And I'm Angela McLean. You've been listening to The Rye Report. Thanks for a great semester. Good luck on your exams, Ryersonians.